Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, back with Robert Moss. Robert has been a dream traveler since doctors pronounced him clinically dead in a hospital in Hobart, Tasmania, when he was 3 years old. From his experiences in many worlds, he created his school of active dreaming, his original synthesis of modern dream work and ancient shamanic and mystical practices for journeying to realms beyond the physical and growing creative imagination. He has led popular workshops all over the planet, including a 3-year training for teachers of active dreaming and online courses as well. His website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. His latest book is called Growing Big Dreams. And Robert, welcome back to the dream world, my friend.
Good to be dreaming with you, George.
How have you been?
I'm absolutely fine. I'm actually doing very well. I don't travel as much physically as I used to, but as a dream traveler, I'm out there all the time.
Excellent. Lots to talk with you about and how you've changed your life and your pattern, but tell us about this episode when you were 3. What happened?
Well, I had pneumonia. I was my great aunt, the opera singer, a friend of Dame Nellie Melba, had seen it in the tea leaves. She was that kind of psychic medium. She'd seen me dying, hadn't seen me coming back. So the doctors pronounced me clinically dead. And when I come back, they say with some embarrassment to my parents, "Oh, you poor boy, he died and he came back, didn't he?" I don't remember much from that episode, George, but when I was 9, it happened again. I'm in an operating room under the surgeon's knife for an emergency appendectomy, and I find myself floating under the ceiling, looking down at the scene, not enjoying the sight of my open body with the blood or listening to the nurses. So I drift out the door, and there's my mother grieving, and I don't want to feel guilt for her. I'm an only kid, and she's worried I'm going to die. I want to do something. I look out the window of the hospital, forgetting the body on the bed. And I look over the coast of Melbourne, Australia. That's where I am now. And I remember there's a theme park down there, Luna Park, just for fun, they used to say in the ads. And I think, I'm a 9-year-old kid. I want to go on the rides, look at the girls in their summer dresses. So I drift down, float down, fly down to the theme park, go through the big moon round face of the gate. I'm going to go on the ghost train, I guess, and suddenly, whoosh, I'm in another world. And I'm greeted by people who are very tall and pale and beautiful. They receive me as one of their own, and they raise me, and I forget about the body on the bed, and I seem to live a whole life, George, amongst these different pale, slender people until that life and that body are done, and I expect, I think, to go to another star, but suddenly, bang, after 9 minutes of clock time and 100 years somewhere else, I'm back in the body of a frightened kid in a bed in an operating room. And we didn't have Ray Moody's phrase near-death experience back then. It was die and come back. That's the way it was talked about. And we didn't have sympathetic people in the adult community to listen to my stories. Oh, poor kid, it must be the medication. He's hallucinating. The first person who could validate and confirm what I had been through was an Aboriginal kid, and we weren't supposed to hang out with them back then in that era in Australia. But the Aboriginal kid said, oh, yeah, we do that. We get sick. We go and live with the spirits. We come back. Sometimes we're the same, and sometimes we're not. Well, so I had to lay quiet about that for a while. I came from a conservative military family. You didn't talk about dreams and visions. But I knew, completely from age 9 because of that, their worlds beyond the physical. I knew, to pick up on your last guest, that consciousness precedes the entry into one body, and it survives. Soul consciousness survives the death of one body. I knew it's not weird to talk to people who we might consider dead, and the ancestors and so on. So that's where I start from as a dreamer. These are things I've known through experience since I was 9 years old.
And Robert, what was your midlife career before you became the dream teacher?
Well, I've been a successful journalist. I was a best-selling thriller writer. I had 4 spy novels on the New York Times bestseller list. And I don't know, I was bored. It looks like somebody else's dream. But I moved to a farm in upstate New York, trying to put down some roots, I guess, in my adopted country. I moved because of an oak tree behind the farmhouse and a red-tailed hawk that dropped a feather between my legs. And on that land, I started dreaming of the ancestors of the land, of an Irishman who came to the American colonies in the 18th century, with whom I have a distant genealogical connection and other connections. I started dreaming of the first peoples. I started dreaming of a wise woman of long ago who insisted in speaking to me in her own language. It turned out to be an archaic form of the Mohawk Indian language with some Huron spiritual vocabulary from her birth people. And I, through synchronicity and through hard work and through scholarship and research, I began to understand what she was telling me she would never translate. I understood, for example, that a funny word she kept using that sounded like this, Ondinunk, had a meaning. It meant the secret wish of the soul, especially as revealed in dreams. And I understood that in her tradition of dreaming and healing, what we need to do is listen carefully, tenderly to dreamers, see what their soul, what their greater self, if you like, is saying to them in the dream, and help them act on that guidance, or else they're going to go wrong. I also learned from her tradition, learned again, that dreaming is about survival, because the Mohawk were not patsies. I mean, they were very fierce warriors. They held their own with very small numbers against many enemies, and they used their dreamers as their scouts, as the reconnaissance people, to warn them about where the enemy was hiding in ambush and get through. So I learned from this contact with indigenous tradition. Of course, I met people living today who would help me with the language and the customs as understood today. I learned 2 vital things about dreaming, known, I think, to all our ancestors, that it's about soul, and yes, it will tell us that soul has an origin before this life and has a destiny beyond this life. That's a rather important thing to know, that you're connected to other lives. You have a larger purpose. And that dreaming is also about survival, in the sense that it will show you the possible future, to pick up on your previous guest again. Our dreams show us not only what is going to happen, they show us what might or might not happen, depending on how you work with the information and apply it. Those are very important things to know, and our understanding of these things was atrophied in Western society. So I've devoted myself to bringing back that kind of knowledge, because it works. It puts us in touch with a deeper source. It puts us in touch, if you like, with the God we can talk to, or the spirits of nature, or the ancestors, and it puts us on the right trail.
Good for you. Robert, I have used dreams to manifest things that I want to happen in my life. And I've used it all the time. When I sometimes wanted a job in my earlier days, I'd concentrate on the individual who did the hiring, and I'd go to sleep. And sure enough, within a day or two, that person would call me and go, George, we're looking for this producer or this or that. And I'd get the job. What did I do right?
So you belong to the school of Mark Twain. Remember Mark Twain? Mark Twain was a world-class dreamer. People don't know enough about him. He practiced what he called mental telegraphy. Today we might call it mental texting or something like that. He would set his mind on someone that he wanted to be in contact with, and actually he would write a letter but never send the letter. But he'd focus on that person that way and wait for results, wait for a response. So I think you're doing something that smart dreamers have always known how to do, because telepathy is a real phenomenon. It was given that name by a very interesting Victorian psychic researcher called Fred Myers. We sometimes forget, talking about science, that there have been waves and waves of scientific attention to this stuff. One of the great waves of scientific attention was in the Victorian era, when the first professor of anthropology at Oxford University, who used the racist colonial language of his time, said, actually, These savages, they knew things we don't know anymore. We have fallen from the high level of savage knowledge because they knew, because of dreams, that the soul survives physical death and has an origin before physical life. We've fallen from that high knowledge of savage tradition. So, you know, you did something right that smart dreamers have always known about. And that's, I suppose, partly why you're leading a dream life, George.
I love it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. There are so many different kinds of dreams. We'll talk about all of them tonight. Robert Moss, our special guest, he's got a number of books out, including his latest one that he wrote a couple of years ago called Growing Big Dreams. His website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. How many people do not pay attention to the messages in their dreams, Robert?
Well, we have to consider all the people who are not in touch at all, in the sense they make no time, no room to catch their dreams or record them or look at what's going on. And indeed, we'll find that quite a number of hardheads will say, I don't dream. When you say that, you're just saying, I don't remember, because, you know, the people who analyze brain waves and sleep labs and so on will say you dream on average for X number of hours a night, at least to say 3 hours. Maybe we're dreaming all the time. So, but there are a lot of people who don't know how to look at the material and don't have a way of talking about it. That that's something I've tried to correct. I came up with a very simple way by which we can tell our stories to someone else who doesn't have to be an expert, doesn't have to have a certificate on the wall, just needs to be well-intentioned and ready to, you know, go where the flow takes you. And you say to each other, okay, if it were my dream, I'd think about such and such. And okay, and then we have a conversation. We don't leave it hanging in midair as a sterile set of words. We want some action. What are you going to do to apply this material? If you think the car accident could be next Tuesday in front of that shopping mall, what are you going to do to avoid it? Maybe there's something worth researching in your dream, that phrase from a different language, that city that you might or might not visit in the future. Do some research. You know, ask Auntie Google to translate that phrase for you. Check out what might go on in that city. And one thing that you can learn to do with your dreams, if you're catching them and recording them, and a journal becomes essential. Writing these things down becomes vitally important if you get good at dreaming. This is your logbook. If you're catching your dreams and recording them, something you can learn to do is to go back inside them and go on with them. This is a key, indeed a royal road to lucid dreaming. Suppose you've been scared by something and maybe you've run away from it, and maybe that's why you're trying not to listen to your dreams. You can learn to go back into the place where you encountered the fear in dreamland, face the fear and go beyond it. Deal with that giant bear who came into your bedroom, as I had to do when I first went to upstate New York, and I found that the bear was an ally waiting for me once I got beyond my fear. You might want to go back into the dream to clarify that information. Is that car crash a literal car crash, or is it symbolic of the state of your marriage, the state of your job,
right,
or whatever?
Or your life. Or your life.
Or your life, exactly. I mean, maybe your life is a train wreck or a car crash. I mean, you could look at it that way. How do you know? Well, you'll know if you spend more time with your dream. Maybe just having an interesting time in your dream, having a romantic adventure. You can go back, go on with it, not pay for the plane ticket, not have to wait for your bags. So that's a core technique of what I give people. We call it dream reentry. You've got an image. It might be a dream. It might be something else that's got some juice for you. And maybe the juice is fear or mystery or romance. You can go on with it. You can go back into it. And when you do that, as I say, you are on one of the royal roads to becoming a lucid dreamer.
What about some people, Robert, who just can't remember their dreams? They have a really difficult time grasping that.
Well, one thing that I find works very well is, okay, so let's say you don't have anything. First of all, if you're going to play the game, keep recording materials close to you. When you wake up, write something down. You don't have a dream, okay? Write down whatever passes through your mind. And maybe you'll actually notice you have a fragment from a dream. But the other thing that works really well is, learn to look at the world around you as a dream. I mean, this is a very indigenous attitude. In Australia, the First Peoples, the Aborigines of my native country, say, we live in the speaking land. Everything is speaking. The mountain is speaking. The lizard is speaking. The Toyota is speaking. But pay attention to the signs and symbols that are popping up around you. You've got a question on your mind? You play the game this way. You say, I'd like guidance on such and such. I'd like guidance on the job interview. I'd like guidance on my marriage. Then the game is you go out into the world, walk around the block, you take 10 minutes off during your lunch break, and look at the first unusual, maybe wacky thing that enters your field of perception as a message for you, like a dream symbol. What is the world saying to you? It's funny how when you start paying attention to synchronicity, that's what this is about, to borrow Jung's word, your dream spigot opens. Can I tell you a story about how that works?
Please, we've got some time. Go ahead.
So when I was doing one of my very first evening series of dream workshops over several weeks, we had a lady of the kind you're describing who wasn't remembering her dreams. She used to. She had some self-awareness. She said, I think I'm not receiving my dreams because I'm worried about what they're telling me, whether my job is fate. Okay, I said, you've got no dreams. Do this. Write down an intention for guidance. I'd like guidance on my job, she decided. Go out into the street and see what the world says to you. So she's leaving an evening program. She goes out into the street. She knows the area perfectly well. When she comes back the following week, she tells us what happens. She finds herself driving the wrong way down a one-way street and doesn't realize what's happening until a big truck puts on its high beams and its air horn seems ready to brush her off the road. Did you get the message? I say to her, yes, the job is blown. But Robert, what happened when I realized that is I remembered my dreams. I've got a few. Oh, give us one. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm living somewhere else, maybe Washington, D.C. I'm organizing a conference on transportation. I said, could you go to Washington, D.C.? Yes, I've got a friend there. Do you know anything about conferences on transportation? All I know about transportation is driving the wrong way down a one-way street. But she says, but my work essentially consists of organizing conferences. Okay, she goes to Washington, D.C., stays with a friend, checks out the job market. 6 months later, she's got a new job, has relocated to D.C., is organizing the conference on transportation that she dreamed 6 months before, which is very good news because her job in a state government department no longer exists. So there you are. That's a story about the practicality of it. It's also a story about how if you start looking at the world around you as a set of dream signs and dream symbols, maybe you'll encourage your dream producers to talk to you a bit more directly.
You mentioned a car crash. If somebody has a dream, let's say, of a friend getting into a car crash, is it our obligation to tell that friend we had that kind of a dream?
Well, not unless you are able to check out the information and get specific detail. If you just say, guess what, I'm terribly sorry I saw you in a car crash, you're projecting, and you might, because we're suggestible, you might even be producing the psychology that will lead to the car crash. You might be implanting fear. Uh-huh. If you have specific information, on the other hand, and can say, look, I think if I were you, I would be careful, you know, what driving in Minneapolis, because on this particular part of town, I saw a truck run a red light and the weather was like such. If you've got information like that and you have good relations with that person, I would be in favor of passing it on to them, but not as some generalized, vague, muddy kind of fearful thing.
Interesting take. You're right, because you could be manifesting it yourself just by bringing it up.
Yes, and you'd say you've got to do some work on your own dream. Is this, you've got to ask, for example, is this about me? I think it's about my friend, but really, is my friend like me in some way? Do we behave like each other under some circumstances? I mean, you can't rule out that the dream is about you. Freud didn't understand in the most famous dream that he ever interpreted that the dream might be about him rather than one of his patients. And because he couldn't understand that, he missed in it a long-term advisory that would have alerted him to the oral cancer that killed him 28 years later. It's a tragic story, one that isn't well enough known. I write about in my book, The Secret History of Dreaming. So we always have to pause and say, actually, is this about me? And we've also got to pause, as we said earlier, and say, actually, is this more literal or symbolic? Is this a literal car crash or is it a symbolic car crash? If we feel it's a literal car crash, then we've got to get the facts of the dream as clear as possible. Otherwise, we're just going to be laying some kind of fear and confusion on someone else.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.